Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us today. It is a little that's a lot of politics with your coffee today. Welcome to Political Coffee. Yes, I am your host. And in the immortal words of Chevy Chase, I'm Jeff Krupp, and you're not. Sometimes I just can't help myself. I don't know why. So the chosen one. Is Trump the chosen one? Is he invoking a little help here as his employment numbers get revised downward? That's a big Drudge headline. Does it bolster, does it help or hurt this fake news recession talk that even Fox News is just hitting on? And you like hypocrites, do you? Do you like shakedown artists? No, I'm not talking about Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton. I'm talking about Kate Brown. Is it interesting to you that she is talking out of both sides of her mouth? Is that hypocritical enough to make any difference in the recall effort? Oh, and by the way, there's an interesting story again about Kate using her executive authority, actually threatening. It's actual words used by the reporter, Aubrey Weber, in the Capital News Bureau story about, well, Kate Brown might not be able to be quite as effective in using her executive authority as everybody thought she could. Isn't that interesting? It isn't. There's a couple of things about it. We're going to explore all of that today because every bit of it impacts your life. We're also going to present them, these issues of the day, the stories of the day, in a way that you can use them to be persuasive in your world. Because that's how we change Oregon. Whether you're doing it on social media or talking to people face-to-face, which is the best way, of course, always, to have interaction with people and be persuasive. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is that number to call if you want to tell me what you think. Or also just shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am, jeff at 1220.am, and I'll do my darndest to read it on the air. Because I value what you think. That's why I ask you to call. And I do let you talk. And I do that on purpose. Because I want you to be, I know, look, some of you, because I hear from you occasionally. Yes, some of you don't want me to let certain people talk for very long. But you know what? They have important things to say. And frankly, they make good points. I know we have regular callers, but we get new callers too. And if you're a new caller or a new listener, hey, don't feel like you can't call and I'm not going to let you talk because I am, even if you disagree. Now, speaking of emailers, a little bit of something from yesterday that was I wanted to kind of get back to. Rich, who often calls and emails me regularly, wrote me an email kind of towards the end of the show, and I missed it, so I want to be sure to get to it now. He says, hi, Jeff. It seems if you look at the great past history of Republican wins in Oregon, laugh out loud, my comments, not his. He goes on to say, you may see why listening to and paying their consultants of the past has done absolutely nothing for the Republican Party. So why are they listening to them? You know, that's a great question. And it is one of the things that has plagued us in the Republican Party for a long time. And believe me, I hear this from the consultant. I hear it from rather the actual legislative leaders, whom I know and some of who I've served with and so forth. I will tell you that the complaint is that we don't have enough consultants. And so they hire out-of-state consultants. What happens when you hire an out-of-state consultant? An out-of-state consultant does a LexisNexis search. I know this because they've told us they do. And they look for things that are in the headlines. And they say, oh, look at all the comments on that. Oh, look at that. That has to be an issue. For instance, and they also look at social media posts and that kind of thing. So a great example of this is, and I'm going to give you a little insight as to how this works in the political consultant world. They look at the numbers of social media posts, the numbers of certain comments made on a news story that's out there, okay? It doesn't matter whether it's fake news or not, because a lot of it is, especially in Oregon. So they look at that and they say, oh, that's got to be an issue. And then that's precisely how Newt Bueller hit on the foster care issue. Kate's absolutely just being non-involved in the foster and all the high-profile things and then that happened around the foster care issue. Kids getting raped, getting drugged, dying in foster homes. Foster homes they shouldn't have, dying in facilities, out-of-state facilities, shipping our kids out of state. I mean, my goodness, we would not want to keep them here, would we? And all of the politics that surrounds that. And then the politics, then we find out later, of course, that Kate and the agency heads just happen to keep all of that suppressed and quiet, or most of it, especially the deaths of these kids, until after the election, okay? So, you know, all of that is real. So I'm pointing to you is that all of a sudden the consultants advising Newt Bueller, making millions, and I'm not kidding when I say millions from Newt Bueller, and then organizations that were supporting Newt were relying on these out-of-state consultants. And what do? They look at it and say, well, that's an issue. You got to put money into hitting Kate at that issue. And it's exactly what he did. And in doing so, he allowed Kate to simply, well, allowed her to come back with a retort, if you will, respond to it in a way that is exactly what we knew she would do. Some of us knew she would do. And we even said this to the consultants, the out-of-state consultants advising this outside organization, which had raised like $3 million to support Newt. And what did they do? They didn't listen to us. They listened to the guys from out of state. And they put forward some very ineffective ads that didn't or weren't able to be impactful enough that it caused Kate to do anything different other than defend herself. And she did. She did exactly what we said she would do. Now, how did we know that? We knew that because we pulled the issue ourselves. And we did it the right way, the way that produces the results. And you know what that is? Again, it's not hard. It's simple. You take your very best arguments and you go ahead and you test them against their very best arguments. And we took the arguments that Kate and her backers were putting forward and we tested that against Newt's arguments on this particular issue. Well, guess what happened? We saw in campaigning, or rather in the analysis of the campaign arguments, we saw very clearly that Kate could easily blunt that argument. So the consultants used a non-effective idea because they didn't live in Oregon and because they don't understand how it is that you emotionalize these things. Now, let me point then to Trump. This gets to Rich's email here. In Republicans, we don't win in Oregon because we're paying consultants who don't know what they're doing, because they are afraid to emotionalize things like the Democrats do, and they're afraid to emotionalize things like Trump does. Because, frankly, that's how you win. Now, we know this because it's exactly how the Democrats are using. There's a story today about Ron Wyden hitting on health care. It's all about health care. Well, health care is a very personal thing, isn't it? I mean, it is to me. I think it probably is to you, too. And so it's an emotional, very personal issue. The Democrat reaction to the left's reaction to Trump's new rules, throwing out the Flores settlement in essence and saying, you know what, we're going to keep these kids together with their families. Again, I say this to you folks because this is how you can argue one-on-one and be successful in persuading people. And we're going to do this with Kate and all the topics today with Kate. And we're going to do it with Trump. look to Trump. What did he say about keeping these families together? Now, 2 days, for the last 3 days, we've been hearing Trump talk about blaming Obama for this policy, right? Because it was Obama's policy. That's without question, it's clear. It's well established. It's fact. And Trump gets accused, and he defends himself. Why? Because Republicans won't defend it, because they're afraid to. He defends himself on the pictures of kids in cages and being separated from their families. Wrong-o, that was Obama's policy. So he does that for 2 days. He clearly goes on offense on that issue, right? And then 2 days later, what happens? Boom, they come out with a new policy, something they've been working on. All of this was thought through, folks. And they know that the news media is going to distort it. They knew this. They know that social media is going to distort it. And that if he doesn't defend it, and if he doesn't go forward with it, with a policy to address it, that they will continue to use it successfully as an issue against both him and Republicans, okay? So he does this, right? He does it, and he does it for 2 days, and what does he do? Boom, he comes out today, yesterday, with this new policy, saying, you know, we're no longer going to separate these kids. We're going to violate Obama's Flores settlement because it's the right thing to do. Okay. So he takes an emotional issue and he talks about it in an emotional way. He hits back. He says, this is Obama's policy. It was wrong. And you on the left are criticizing me and saying it's my policy. Those kids, those pictures of kids in cages, that was from Obama's. He's doing that to counter this and to set the stage for him coming forward with this policy, for which now the left is hitting him hard for, right? And they're promised, I mean, again, he sneezes, the left sues. Ellen Rosenblum in the Oregon Attorney General's office sues because he sneezes. I mean, that's how absurd it is, isn't it? So there you go. So let's talk about Kate now. And this is why, in answer to, we lose elections in Oregon, because Republicans are afraid to be like Trump. Trump shows the way how to win every single time on these issues. But Republican consultants in Oregon are mostly never Trumpers or are very afraid to take on these issues in an emotional and a controversial way. Now, Kate isn't. She's not at all afraid of doing things that, well, like being a hypocrite, like saying that she's all in favor, and that's what that story today articulates. She's all in favor of these campaign finance limits, a constitutional amendment that the legislature has sent forward, and it limits the size of campaign finance donations. Now, we'll talk about that. Because the other, this is part of this OPB story that says she continues to raise money. And we'll get into the recall effort and all of that and how that may give you an opportunity to persuade not to speak for. Back in a moment at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, the chosen one. By the way, didn't you love how Trump called himself the chosen one and then he looks to heaven when he did that? Oh, this guy is just every day. I make it a point. Now, I don't know about you, but I just do this. I will try to stop, if I can, whatever I'm doing at the moment, whenever Trump goes in front of a microphone unscripted, because you know he's going to say something that they and his team have thought through that is going to drive the left crazy. Now, sometimes he doesn't say, I mean, the whole Greenland thing, just a stupid distraction for no good reason. It just isn't. Okay? I mean, it's just dumb. And so sometimes his instincts aren't right. I mean, that's kind of how we all are, aren't we? You know, I know I am. There's things that I say on this radio show that I probably shouldn't say. I try to get better at that. But, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, if you do a lot of talking, guess what? Sooner or later, you're going to say something that you regret, or you shouldn't have said it quite that way. And that's just how human beings are. So Trump says he's the chosen one. He looks to the heavens. And he's talking about going after China. Now, all of this is done for a reason. It's also done for a reason, anything else he says, especially when he addresses things like this news story out there about the revision of the how many jobs we've created in America. And all of this is meant to hurt Trump. Or is it? We'll get into that along with Kate and how, if any Republican wants to win in Oregon, quite frankly, you just do what Trump does and you can win, because he's taking a page right out of their playbook. You know, I learned a long time ago, folks, you know, I'm a fifth generation Oregon farmer, and I still farm for at least part of a living in addition to my political consulting. And I'll tell you that if you want to be successful in farming, do what successful farmers do. If you want to be successful in politics, you darn well better do what the successful people who are beating you regularly are doing. Hello, Republicans. Now, to some extent, that feeds into another news story that has both implications with Kate and with the Senate Republicans who walked out embarrassing Kate. Remember that for 9 days, those 11 Republicans, those magnificent 11? Yeah, well, you know, there's a know-nothing fake news story that is on Twitter. And it's a story that's out there today. And you can read it if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. And the whole thing about this story is that this updated complaint says the campaign donations to these Republicans, the 11 Senate Republicans who took that magnificent walk for 9 days, that those two, the PAC and the GoFundMe site that was set up, and the money that came to both of them, and it amounted to about $6,500 that was distributed to each of them, that those campaign things are, those donations are illegal, and they can't use them to offset their $3,500 fine. Well, first of all, they're going to fight the $3,500 fine because Brian Boquist is in court, and that'll be the issue that will be decided eventually there, so that the actual fine is illegal in and of itself. Okay, well, that'll be one thing that'll be decided anyway. The Republicans easily sidestep this by saying, you know what, we're not using that amount of money that was legally given to us from those two PACs. We're not using that money. We're using our own money to pay those fines. Okay, they sidestep it. It's a know-nothing story. But the fact that Republicans had the courage and the guts to go do that is Trumpian, because that's not what you do in Oregon. In fact, Limbaugh makes this regular comparison. Republicans standing up the way Trump does and punching back and fighting back is not what you do. Well, at least that's the conventional wisdom. That's why Republicans get their rear ends handed to them, shall we say, on a regular basis. It's because they don't fight. They're not like Trump. And it's, well, the fruit of that is exactly what we see right here in Oregon. You lose because you don't emotionalize the issues. You use the wrong issues. You use out-of-state consultants who just use Lexis searches to figure out. And guys like Newt, whom I love, I supported, is a guy with a good heart, just get talked into using the wrong issues and afraid to use the right issues. Oh, like Sergio Martinez. Oh, you wouldn't want to use that issue because it's racist. You might be accused of being a racist. Of course, you'll look sideways at somebody and the left accuses you of being a racist. And the Democrats will accuse you of being a racist. And Kate will accuse you of being a racist while she's being a hypocrite. On what? Talking out of both sides of her mouth. about campaign donations. The story at OPB says Brown has repeatedly said that while she would like to get big money out of politics, she won't unilaterally stop taking big donations until the rules are changed. By the way, the story points out that she gets lots of money, big donations, from companies that, oh, they get contracts with the state of Oregon, and sometimes no bid contracts with the state of Oregon. Something that some research we did at the Oregon Capital Watch Foundation got picked up on by Forbes, a Forbes magazine writer, and was pointed out and has been pointed out and is updated, pointed out. Kate is a hypocrite. She takes millions of dollars in campaign donations from companies that get billions, and yes, I said billions of dollars in state contracts. Now, that's not illegal. Did you know that? Maybe it ought to be. But this comment here is that Kate has repeatedly said she would like to get big money out of politics, but she's not going to stop taking the money until somebody forces her to stop it. What does it tell you about her character? Isn't that a little hypocritical? Now, how can you use this? Well, it's obvious how you can use it to persuade others. You can start a conversation with someone like, don't you think don't you just hate it when a politician says one thing and then does the other? Just the opposite? And somebody would say, yeah, you know, I really don't like that. I mean, how does it make you feel about that politician? And you get into a conversation, and then you can say, well, let's take the governor, for instance. She says she wants to, this story in OPB says she'd like to get big money out of politics, but she's not going to stop taking the big money until somebody stops her. Isn't that a little hypocritical? That's an example of how you can use it. Now there's more. We'll get into Trump, the chosen one. All this recession talk. Maybe these employment revision numbers actually help him. We'll talk about how. Right. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Hey, we are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It is 24 minutes of the top of the hour. Yeah, a little politics. Well, actually, a lot of politics with your coffee because it's important stuff. That really does impact your life, because you know what? You can use the things we talk about to impact other people's lives for the cause of your principles of liberty, of faith, and everything that you hold dear. And that's the whole purpose of the show. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Dwight, a couple of things. Many of you send me emails, and I deeply appreciate it. Dwight sent a couple of them. One of them is the Portland homeless issue as an Achilles heel. Yes, it could be. And it's an emotional issue. And I'll tell you how it could be used. And the key to that is a couple of things. Not, again, we pointed out to Newt how he could have used that issue emotionally. And he just wouldn't do it. Again, if you want to win in politics, do what successful winners in politics are doing. You don't have to be liars like the left, okay? You can, and you don't have to do it distastefully. You can be honest about it, but you can present ideas emotionally that will move people. By the way, it is Dwight Wright wrote me a great email about Kate Brown's scheduling conflict. She can't make it to the Pendleton Roundup this year. And you know why? Well, probably because she's out raising money. Big money. She's probably down in San Francisco raising. I mean, she does that often. And you pay for it, by the way, you the taxpayers, because she just happens to make. Those are all those redacted things on her schedule. Rebecca, hang on. I'll get to you in just a second here. All those redacted things on her schedule. She takes taxpayer-funded trips to official meetings. Oh, and by the way, she happens to schedule in a few fundraising opportunities, like we pointed out that she did in San Francisco and other places. Yeah, she's probably out raising money because, well, maybe she's a little worried about the Republican recall effort. I mean, they are on schedule to get enough signatures here, according to Bill Currier. Maybe she's a little worried about it. Maybe that's why she keeps raising money. Now, there's another piece about this that I want to get into, that on this whole business of her using executive action on climate change. Well, that story about that, it says, maybe not quite as far as she thinks she can go. Well, why would it be that the emails that they've unearthed through public records requests, because she hasn't been able to shut that down, Oregon's most transparent governor, right? Well, what that shows is that clear back in 2017, now think about it, clear back in 2017, they were exploring ways to use executive action. Now, if you're confident in your policy, why would you do that? Because you weren't confident in your policy. That's why. And probably because the people that she listens to, the environmental wackos, the extreme groups out there like Renew Oregon, yeah, they probably had lots of polling showing that, well, you know, if you put this to the vote of the people, it ain't going to pass, which is exactly why the Democrats would not do that and why the Republicans walked, because they knew it won't pass. And this story about Kate Brown, executive action, considering it back in 2017, it proves it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this stuff out. Now, before we go to Rebecca, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I want to remind you that if you have, seriously, you have aches and pains, you need to try. If you're not sleeping well, you ought to try some CBD oil products. Yesterday, I went and got my hair cut. My local hairdresser is a young lady. She's had some health issues, young mother, some health issues. And she said that she has been taking CBD oil, and every night when she takes it, she sleeps better, far better than the nights when she doesn't. Now, that's a great reason for you to go down. If you're similar, go down and talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down in South Commercial in Salem, right next to Safeway. They've got great products. It's where I buy my CBD oil, and where you ought to also. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Now, to the phones, as I promised. Rebecca, thanks for being patient and waiting. Your comments today.
Well, this is something that has plagued me, and I have wondered why we always fall for the narratives that the Democrats create. But I think it's just a part of the whole scenario, is that they create a narrative, and it takes so long for us to understand that it's a narrative. And an example is that when they created the narrative about Matthew Shepard being killed by right-wing homophobes, a gay person was so proud of Matthew Shepard that he wanted to do a book and a movie on him, and he went up there and started talking to people, and after he talked to about 300 people, he found out that the whole thing was a narrative. Well, that's what the hate crimes law was. When Obama was in office, he got the hate crimes law passed using the Matthew Shepard narrative. And now we're stuck with the narrative, and we feel like we are being judged to be right-wing homophobes, when we could just, if people just knew the truth, they could tell that Matthew Shepard was actually killed in a drug. The people wanted drugs. He was a drug dealer. And all they did was steal his keys to his apartment off of him. And yeah, one of the men who stole from him actually had been one of his lovers. So they weren't right-wing homophobes. They were trying to get drugs.
Rebecca, hang on. Stop. Okay. So yes, those are the facts. But the reality is the way you've portrayed this, it was misused on purpose by the media to be misleading. So if conservatives or people like you and I, Rebecca, are intimidated by the left through social media, through public shaming, through whatever, okay, into being silent about this and not pushing back, let me ask you this question. Do you think those of us on the conservative right have had enough of that, and there is now a growing fearlessness that we can come out and stand firm for our principles in what we believe?
Well, I was praying about this, and it seemed to me that one of the things that's happening because of the hate crimes law is going in and getting Obamacare opened up a flow of money to quote unquote transgender people. So now the scenario is that we're supposed to be caring and allow the kids to do what they want and take their parts off. And yet if we can just tell people about the website Sex Change Regret, on that website is an article about 9 Oregon kids who are claiming they've been mutilated and that they were pushed into taking their parts off. So if we can find out things like that, we can stand firm. And I don't know how we get the word out, but we have to undo these narratives, and we have to do it with the general population. And that's why I do signs. I don't know how else to get the word out.
Well, and you're absolutely right about that, Rebecca. You've hit the nail on the head, and that's why I say what I say on this show. And thank you, Rebecca, for calling, because I need to move on to other callers. But the reality is, yeah, this is what you've just said is exactly how we change Oregon, and that's one person at a time. We have to change the narrative. How do we do that? Well, you begin these persuasive conversations with people talking about these issues. But you can't do it in an in-your-face way that immediately puts up walls. You know from your personal interactions with your children, your spouse, what happens when you put people on defense immediately. So when you're having a persuasive conversation, you got to start off that conversation on whatever issue it is. And you got to do it asking questions in a persuasive way, or responding when somebody else says something. You ask a question that leads to a conversation that gets people to thinking about these things. And it's up to you. Every one of you have the ability to do this, and you got to follow through with it. That's how we change the narrative, one person at a time, and a lot of prayer, too. Let's go to Art, who's first, and then we'll move on to Ron. Art, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, I can't hardly wait till we get to start going around and saying we need to get rid of Bully Brown. Bully Brown, because that's what she is. That's how she does business. And the state of Oregon does not need a bully governor. What we need is a governor that cares about the issues, that really does do positive things for Oregon. And what has she really done positive for Oregon?
Well, she would say that she's doing all kinds of things to fix the homeless problem, even though, of course, she isn't. She would say she's doing all kinds of things to fix the state foster care system, which was put in her lap, which is what we told Newt she was going to say. And what she did say, she said, hey, it wasn't my problem. You know, Kitzhaber left me with that. That's exactly what she said. I'm doing all these things. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's a commission that won't do anything.
Well, of course.
She would say she's doing all these things.
Where's the evidence of that? Where is the evidence of that? And it doesn't exist. You know, it's all what Trump says about the fake news. That's exactly what it is. It's fake news. That's how the Democratic Party operates, from fake false news. They're liars and hypocrites, and that's how we fight the battle.
All right,
Jeff,
and you got to fight it.
Absolutely correct.
Thanks, Art. It's 6:48. Right back, Ron. Hang on.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Last segment for today. I promise to go right back to the phones, and so shall it be. Ron, you're up next. What do you say, brother?
Hey, brother. How you doing? I'm just going, getting ready to go to Pendleton after I get done working today. And, you know, for the fall meeting, quote unquote. I think the biggest thing we got to do is that, number one, I'm going to be arguing on the education platform. And I think it starts with education. It starts with getting back. I believe personally, all these school boards, people need to be rallying up and going to have meetings on Saturday. Saturday, learn the budget. Learn to see what the unions are trying to teach your kids. You take back the power from the class. That's what you have to do. And then on a legislative side, sign and flush down Cape Mount and also sign Oregon GOP petitions and get her out of office. That's the best thing I can tell you.
That is how you send a powerful signal. And I think Kate Brown is worried, Ron, and I'll tell you why. Because she continues to raise a lot of money. And she's doing that because she knows she's going to need money because she knows, and Bill Currier said this publicly, she knows this. National money has been promised to Bill Currier to run a recall campaign, which has to happen within 90 days of the of enough signatures being gathered, okay? Mm-hmm. And a state election will, and she knows she's going to have to defend. Now, she'll get plenty of money, but she's shaken down.
Shaking down companies. About $4 million right now.
Right. She's shaking down all these companies that do business in the state of Oregon.
And out of California money, New York money, Maryland money, D.C. money, they don't give a rat boot about us in Oregon. And people,
right.
No matter if you're conservative Democrat, moderate Democrat, or unaffiliated voter, libertarian,
come out and sign it. Out of politics.
This governor don't care. She wants to be Californianize you. That's what she wants. Well, Californicate you people. That's all I got to say.
I know. That's an old saying. Ron, thank you. I appreciate it, brother.
God bless.
Don't Californicate Oregon. You guys remember that? Well, they're moving here. The tax refugees, the just can't make a living in California anymore refugees are flooding into Oregon and Idaho and Washington and Texas and Nevada and Arizona and every place else. Why? Because it's cheaper to live there for the moment. Problem is they bring their liberal ideas with them and they keep voting for the same people that and ideas that drove them out of where they were to begin with. It's stunning. Now, you know, it is hypocritical. Kate wants to get big money out of politics, right? Well, yes, she's taking big money until she's forced to stop. Now, you know what that says, right? Sort of like with your kids, right? Do as I say, not as I do. Yeah, I want big money out of politics, but in the meantime, I'm just going to keep raising it until the people tell me I got to stop, save me from myself. Isn't that what she's saying? It's sort of like, you know, that old funny little saying, beat me, whip me, kick me, make me write bad checks. Make me. It's just hypocritical, folks. You know what? In all seriousness, Kate's taking this seriously because she knows she's unpopular. She knows she has lots of problems in her own base. The problem is too bad that we missed the opportunity to be successful in communicating that and electing Newt for all of his faults. Rich wrote me a follow-up email. He said, you know, you can add to the consultant problem that the GOP in the state also seems to keep out candidates that are seem to be too conservative. So it's a no-win position for the people of Oregon. Well, it's not the party that does that. It's the very skillful manipulation of the consultants that ran Newt's campaign. Because what they managed to do, I think, I don't have any proof of this. I have some anecdotal proof. But they managed to, we all know that Sam and Greg split the conservative vote. Okay, they managed to find a way to run two conservatives against a moderate. And the moderate wins because you split the conservative vote, because everybody in the state knows that it's not the liberals or the moderate Republicans who can win at the local conservative level. It's just not how it works. Look at the state platform. That's what Ron was alluding to, is, you know, going out to the platform committee and the meetings out there. Well, that's exactly what they knew. So the reason we're going to get conservative candidates is because they're, because so many of the big Republican donors are moderate, big government Republicans. I know you may find that hard to believe, but it's true. They are. They're successful business people, yeah. But they're moderates, and they think it's all about the social issue. So they got their social issue candidate who spent millions of their money telling people how friendly he was to transgenderism, to tell people how pro-abortion he was. You know what happened? Kate said, "You're not pro-abortion enough. And oh, by the way, you're a criminal just like your buddy, Donald Trump." Remember that commercial? Well, that was the emotional issue, right? Of course it was. And what happened? You know what happened. We lost because he was afraid to use, Newt was afraid to use the issue we gave him, Sergio Martinez, you know, the guy that raped two women. Actually raped one and then nearly beat another to death because he was going to kidnap her and rape her. In the same day, 5 days after being turned loose by Mike Reese, the Multnomah County Sheriff. And Mike Reese cited Kate's new law and her executive order saying he couldn't turn him over to ICE that wanted him to deport him for the 21st time. Newt could have used that issue, but he wouldn't because he was afraid. He was afraid to be called a racist. So Rich writes further in his email regarding these new dorms for illegal kids. As the news describe it, they are living better in the new dorms than most U.S. kids are. Can I run my grandkids down there for schooling and say they're illegally in Texas, Arizona, since they live in Oregon? The schooling is obviously better quality than here. Also, laugh out loud, this may work. Better schooling with my tax money seems like a win for the kids of Oregon. Yeah, that's it. Let's ship all our kids south of the border, bring them across, and say, hey, you get all this free stuff now. Well, I mean, that's what we're doing. You know, again, when we talk about all of these issues, Kate is saying she's going to use her executive authority. She's got to be careful because all she can do is through the agencies, is have the agencies, well, increase the caps on emissions, right? The cost to that to business is profound. And they can't do it willy-nilly because business will sue them. That's all she can do, folks. She can't put in place cap and trade. She's got to be careful. At the same time, she's out there trying to bribe the big timber owners in the rural communities because Timber Unity has hurt her badly and continues to scare the living daylights out of Democrats and Democrats that have to run for re-election, folks. She's out there trying to bribe. She's walking a very fine line. And then she's saying, hey, I'm all for getting big money out of politics. While she's taking big money and saying, I won't stop till the people make me. Those are issues. And the way you can characterize these issues with people in your world to make a difference, to persuade the persuadable. Get out there, make it a great day today, friends. I'm back tomorrow, and I hope you are too. See you then.